Before he was known as Buffalo Bill, he was simply William Cody. We all assume he must have some connection to Buffalo to get his nickname. The title actually came from a contest on the High Plains in the spring of 1868. The details of the event that gave us an American legend is today's edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Lori Millencipher says it all began with two well-known hunters on the High Plains.
William Cody was out here at Fort Hays, and he was harvesting buffalo to feed the railroad workers that were working out that direction. And Bill Comstock was out at Fort Wallace, and he was also harvesting buffalo.
In 1867, William Cody was contracted to provide 12 buffalo per day to help feed the 2,000 men building the railroad. He was paid $500 per month, compared to railroad laborers who received about $30 per month.
They both heard of each other as being great buffalo hunters, and so a wager was made and a contest was set, and they met sort of here in the middle in Logan County and had a contest to see who could kill the most buffalo in one day.
So in the spring of 1868, the two met near Oakley, Kansas, for a contest to determine who could kill the most buffalo in one day.
Cody was the winner. He killed 69 buffalo to 48 of Comstock. And he had a way of killing the buffalo, rounding them up and getting them in a circular manner so that he could pick off the buffalo as they were circling back toward him.
His effective hunting method led him to win the contest and provide thousands of buffalo for the railroad.
And he did kill 4,280 for the railroad, and then his work was completed. And he really wasn't a buffalo hunter, per se. That wasn't going to be his field.
He went on to be known for Wild West shows that traveled the nation and the world. But it was the contest in Oakley that helped name and build the fame of Buffalo Bill Cody. Traveling the countryside in Oakley, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.